going to our secret place, he whispered. No, she urged. You're coming back with us. You must. She grabbed him, but he wriggled out of her grasp and slithered into the long, deep cupboard, hidden in the surface of the wall of their bedroom, the one they played hide-and-seek in. They hid there all the time, locked themselves in. It was like their own little house. Mama and Papa knew about it, but they always pretended they didn't. They'd call out their names. They'd say with loud, bright voices, "Where did those children go? How strange! They were here a minute ago!" And she and her brother would giggle away with glee. They had a flashlight in there, and some cushions, and toys, and books, even a flask of water that Maman would fill up every day. Her brother couldn't read yet, so the girl would read and bon petit diable out loud to him. He loved the tale of the orphan Charles and the terrifying Madame McMiche, and how Charles got back at her for all her cruelty. She would read it to him over and over again. The girl could see her brother's small face peeking out at her from the darkness. He had his favorite teddy bear clutched to him. He was not frightened anymore. Maybe he'd be safe there after all. He had water and the flashlight, and he could look at the pictures in the Comtesse de Ségur book.